Exclusive, Adam Laxalt, things will keep getting worse unless we have a political elite reversal. By Hannah Blow on November 5, 2022. Things will continue to get worse unless there is a total political elite reversal. Republican Nevada Senate candidate Adam Laxalt told Breitbart News Saturday mere days ahead of Election Day, where the former state attorney general hopes to defeat Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV. The direction of Nevada, and the country at whole, is at stake on Election Day, Laxalt claimed, attributing the negative trends, such as the uptick in crime and rampant inflation, to Democrat leadership. It's pretty simple. Everything that you're seeing nationally, with the trends in crime and border and economy, there, you know, we're at the tops of all these bad lists. He began, making his closing argument for the election. We had 6 fentanyl deaths in 24 hours last week. Remember that national story of that crazy guy who had the mass stabbing that I'd never even heard of before? Right in Las Vegas on the Strip, we just simply can't afford that kind of craziness. He said, explaining that it is Democrat policies that have really hampered police and really denigrated their service. They're retiring an all-time high, and they can't recruit anybody, the Republican said. This is gonna keep getting worse unless we have like a true popular culture. And, you know, political elite reversal. They did this, he said of Democrats, reminding listeners that their general attitude and mentality is that law enforcement is the enemy. Americans, he argued, are looking for change. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Adam Laxalt, November 5, 2022. People know that our state is heading the wrong direction, and it's entirely run by Democrats. And obviously, the federal level is entirely run by Democrats, he added, pivoting the current state of the race, as polls show him edging out incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto. However, he reminded listeners that the race is still tight and his edge cannot be taken for granted. I hate the fact that everybody just put this race in the bank and moved on to other races, because they poured another $11 million into this little state in the last 10 days to try to shore her up, he said, adding that there was over $100 million spent against him. So they got all the advantages. They got the media, he said, adding, these Senate races were so outlandish. The discrepancy of spend and resources across the country. But they, Democrats, don't even have to make phone calls. They don't have to do fundraising. They just get all this digital money handed to them from Act Blue, and it really gives them a shot. Laxalt also spoke about the trend of Hispanic voters swinging for Republicans, contending that it should not come as a surprise. We have almost $6 gas. They, Democrats, shut down our schools. They shut down small businesses. I mean, it was a really, really bad environment for a few years. They can't just print money and deceive voters. This was all Democrat policy. This Democrat policy created all this pain and misery in our state, Laxalt said, predicting that if he wins the race, this movement could become permanent, which could mean that Nevada's moving in the right direction in the coming year as opposed to the blue direction. Disclosure, Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News.